I once preached a series of messages based on these instances, and I called it Myths That Make Us Miserable. Only when we base our lives on the bedrock of God's Word will we know the truth that sets us free. Many myths about large growing churches are circulated among pastors and church leaders. While many people have heard about the so-called mega churches, a designation I dislike, by the way, few outside these churches know what is actually happening inside them. Inaccurate assumptions are made, sometimes out of envy, sometimes out of fear, and sometimes due to ignorance. If you are serious about seeing your own church grow, you must be willing to challenge much of the conventional wisdom about large and growing churches that you hear. Myth number one, the only thing that large churches care about is attendance. The truth is, you won't grow if that is all you care about. In the entire history of Saddleback's growth, we've only set two attendance goals, and both were in our first year. We do not focus on attendance. We focus on assimilating all the people God brings to us. Attendance campaigns and advertising may bring people to your church once, but it will not bring them back unless your church delivers the goods. To maintain consistent growth, you must offer people something they can't get anywhere else. If you are preaching the positive, life-changing good news of Christ, if your members are excited by what God is doing in your church, if you are providing a service where they can bring unsaved friends without embarrassment, and if you have a plan to build, train, and send out those you win to Christ, attendance will be the least of your problems. People flock to that kind of church. It's happening all around the world. Healthy, lasting church growth is multidimensional. My definition of genuine church growth has five facets.